This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the road orange uniforms tonight. Toppers in black lettering across the front with the black numerals. For Carlinville, they are in the home white. Cavies in blue lettering across the front with the red trim and the blue numerals. They've got the red and black trim around the base of the home white shorts. As the Cavalier Pep Band plays the school song here at Carlinville, the Cavalier fans on their feet. Good energy in the gym tonight, much like we had last night with the Girls Conference Championship on the line. And what a fun night it was an evening ago here in Carlinville when Carlinville knocked off Greenville 34-30. So that gave the Cavaliers a share of the conference title with Greenville, Hillsboro, and Pena. We are just about set for boys' hoops here on your Friday night. It'll be Matouche to jump for Hillsboro, Byatts to jump for the Cavaliers. And we are set to roll at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. The ball is up, and neither player caught the ball at the apex. Comes down, bounced off a shoulder, and now we're ready to go. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Backdoor with Byatts. Michael attacks. Too strong, missed it, and the rebound down to Andre. He wants to push. Nick Andre races into the front court, down the heart of the lane. No one stopped him off the heel and down. Soft touch for Nick Andre. Well, that never makes a coach happy when you go right down the middle of the floor, uncontested. Roper dumps it off the trim, around the world twice and down for Ethan Trim. Tied at two. Fast pace early. Matouche on the right block. Spins middle, left hand, came up short. Saved by Roper, picked up by Trim. Off to Noggle. Aiden Noggle. Played just three games at the start of the year, got hurt, and this is really his first game back with no limitations. Roper from the right elbow, no. And the rebound down to Matouche. Played a little bit the other night, a little more against Bunker Hill in their last game, and then he is full go here tonight. Three ball off the left wing short, and the rebound down to Byatts. He will push into the front court. Michael Byatts out near midcourt with Noggle. Aiden Noggle on the right hand dribble being checked by Smale in the topper man-to-man. Miscommunication there, threw it away looking for Kessinger in the high post. Here come the Toppers with Vogel. Leaves it for Tekin, drives baseline chase, kicks it in the right corner. Smale for three. Yes, for Dylan Smale. Nice dribble drive action by Jace Tekin. Set that up. 5-2, Hillsboro with the lead. 6.5 minutes, opening quarter. Noggle across the timeline, goes behind his back, works right side now, gets to the right block, gets Vogel in the air, off the window, left it short, gets his own rebound back, follows Matouche right over him and in his eye. Noggle puts it down. Matouche couldn't have done any more than he did. It was a good job by Noggle on the fadeaway. Vogel now gets tripped up by Noggle, gets it off to Andre. 6:05 first quarter, 5-4 Hillsboro leading. They won the first matchup of the year, 60-46, the day after Christmas, as Smale attacks baseline, missed the layup, and the rebound down to the Cavaliers. It'll be Roper into the front court. Briley Roper, bounce pass, Kessinger all alone off the window, it's good. Toppers lost sight of Jack Kessinger. He was standing uncontested on the right block, and Roper able to find him. Carlinville has their first lead, 6-5, 5:40 first quarter. Smale handling out front, man-to-man defense for the Cavies. Sagging man-to-man right now, not pressuring the ball out beyond that three-point line, as Tekin has it on the left wing. Reverses course, comes top of the key, right wing now with Dylan Smale. Smale on the attack, finds Andre on the curl. Tough shot off the baseline, had to get it around the backboard and couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Roper. Briley Roper, little hesitation, bounce all the way to the rim, rejected by Andre. Picked up by Tekin. He goes behind the back, into the front court, keeps it himself. Left-hand layup, no. Free throws coming for Jace Tekin. First foul of the game on Carlinville, and they're going to get Michael Byatts. It'll stop the clock with 5:06 to play. Carlinville leading 6-5. Hillsboro's Jace Tekin at the free throw line. The toss is short. Substitution for Carlinville. Carson Weiser checks in, a 5'11 sophomore, replacing Trim. Second free throw for Tekin. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Matouche put back is good for Gavin Matouche. Puts the Toppers back in front. 7-6. 3 minutes played first quarter. Aiden Noggle comes into the front court. Bounce pass left wing to Briley Roper. Into the hands of Weiser. Off to Byatts. Out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Byatts holding, being checked by Tekin. Still holding. He'll put it on the deck now. Leaves it off for Roper, left wing. Briley gets to the left baseline, pulls up from 10, left it short. Air ball rebound down to Vogel. Drake going to stop, pop, and knock. Drake Vogel from 14 has his first bucket, and it's 9-6 Toppers. That lead pass tipped out by Smale. It'll stay with Carthenville, 4:27 for the opening quarter. Another substitution for Carthenville. Ethan Siglock checking in, a 5'9 sophomore. He will replace Noggle. Carthenville ball in the front court, sideline trigger. Weiser gets it in top of the key with Byatts. Michael attacks on Tekin, goes up strong, missed it, and the rebound down to Vogel, rips it away from Byatts. Good strong board for Vogel, wearing the long sleeve orange shirt tonight. Vogel rises, right elbow, got it again. Drake Vogel back-to-back 15-foot jumpers, 11-6 Hillsboro as we approach the midway point of the first quarter. Drake Vogel has all of the makings of a good one for the Toppers. He's just a sophomore. A smooth operator, and he can stroke it. Top of the key with Kessinger on the left wing with Roper. Baseline with Byatts. Fires the 18-footer. Air ball and the rebound down to Vogel. Long pass ahead to Tekin. Jace makes the catch off the window. It's good. Jace Tekin has his first bucket as he created some space that time against Siglock. 13-6, Hillsboro with the lead. 3.5 minutes first quarter. In the corner, right side of the floor with Byatts. Michael, right elbow cut off. Pivots around, back into the hands of Siglock now. In the right corner with Briley Roper. He drives the baseline onto the rim. A wild reverse layup, no good, with one hand, and the rebound down to Matouche. Here's Vogel, left alone, 4-3. Rimmed it out, no good. On the rebound, it's knocked away from Tekin by Roper, saved underneath by Weiser, picked up by the Cavaliers. 3 minutes, first quarter. 13-6, Hillsboro leading. Carthenville has the ball with Weiser. Off to Siglock. Out at the volleyball spike line, left side of the key now with Kessinger in the baseline to Byatts. He'll fire a three ball, yes, for Michael Byatts. His first bucket, and David Suits wants a timeout. 2:47 for quarter number one. Hillsboro leading Carthenville 13-9. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville following these messages. Following the Carthenville timeout, Hillsboro has the ball up 4, 2:40 for the first quarter. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:02 here on FM 106. We'll be talking girls regional basketball as we have a moving screen out front on the Toppers. That'll be their first turnover, first foul, and they're going to get Dylan McCamick, who just checked in with the personal. But we'll be talking girls regional basketball tomorrow morning. We'll talk to Carthenville head coach Darren Deneve, Greenville head coach Colin Dothager, and Hillsboro head coach Brett Tekin all tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday. Sean Belint will be joining us on the program tomorrow. Good to have Sean on board as part of our WSMI team here. Down in the left block with Trim. Spins middle, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Andre. Also, I do believe John Blank is going to come in and talk about cleats for kids tomorrow. That's just such a great program that he runs out of his shelter insurance office there on State Street in Litchfield. As Andre attacks, draws the foul on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. They will get Sidlock on the personal, his first, team second. So we'll have a fun program for you tomorrow morning starting at 9:02 right here on FM 106. On the baseline, Tekin out to Vogel, right side of the key. Andre, foul line, rises, can't hit, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Inside of 2 minutes for the first quarter, a four-point Topper lead, 13-9. Briley Roper takes his time into the front court. Bounce pass right wing with Ethan Siglock. He's just a sophomore. Off to Weiser. Left wing now with Byatts. Top of the key with Trim. Down middle of the lane to Weiser. Forces it up. No offensive rebound. Byatts countered in the foul. Five for Michael Byatts, and he has a free throw. A minute 38 for the opening quarter. Second team foul on the Toppers. They will get Jace Tekin with his first. And Tekin is going to check out of the ballgame. Dylan Smale back on the floor. Byatts looking for the old-fashioned three. Got it? So he's got the new age three, the old-fashioned three. He has 6 points, 13-12 Toppers. Andre, a skip pass. Siglock wasn't looking, went right over his head. Picked up by Vogel, drives the baseline, dumps to Matouche, and he's fouled. That pass might have given Ethan Siglock a haircut on the baseline. He had his back to the ball, and it sailed right over his head. 89 seconds, first quarter. On the baseline, the Toppers have it with Smale. Looking. Bounce pass into McCamick, left block, back to Dylan. 18-footer, left corner, yes, for Dylan Smale. 5 first quarter points for Smale. 15-12 Toppers, 80 seconds for the opening 8 minutes of play. Roper into the front court, being guarded by Andre. On the right wing with Byatts. Michael Byatts finds Siglock on the curl. Ethan, top of the key with Weiser, left wing with Roper now. Roper tried to feed the post, tipped, stolen by Matouche. Gavin, fast break, one on two, rises up, left it short, gets his rebound back, and going to get offensive on Gavin Matouche. That's a tough whistle on Gavin. Second team foul, first personal on Matouche, third foul on the Toppers. That gets Ian Malloy sprinting to the table, the 6'2 sophomore. He will replace Matouche. 57 seconds, first quarter. 3-point Hillsboro lead, 15-12. Carthenville has the basketball. Nice crowd on hand here tonight as the 5th and 6th graders at Carthenville will be playing at halftime. Byatts, tough shot. Couldn't get it. Rebound down to Trim. Ethan Trim creates some space and draws the foul. 4th team foul on the Toppers, and I believe they will get Ian Malloy. They will. That's his first. At the free throw line, the 6'2 junior, Ethan Trim. Toss is too strong. Trim has 2 points here in the opening quarter. This to get Carthenville within two. The free throw is short. Offensive rebound, though, belongs to Weiser. On the baseline, he was losing his balance. It's deflected out by McCamick and the Toppers as Weiser had a wide-open Trim on the right block, and he was set to deliver it before McCamick knocked it out of bounds. Cavalier ball, baseline, and it goes to Siglock. Here's Byatt, hard the lane, lost it on the catch. Tough shot from 15, fading air ball. Rebound to Trim. The putback is good for Ethan Trim. Pulls Carthenville within a point, 15-14, 20 seconds for the first quarter. Smale out front, left wing now with Andre. Nick Andre on the left wing. Leaves it off for Vogel. He checks the clock with 8. At the volleyball spike line with 5. Vogel going to make something happen with 3. Left elbow rises up, around and out. No good, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville, it is Hillsboro 15, the Cavies 14, back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Carthenville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on your Friday night on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. 1-point lead for the Toppers. They have the basketball to start the second quarter. Smale coming off a screen, run off the 3-point line off the Tekin. He'll take the triple, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Carthenville. Cavies lead pass to Siglock. He'll go back to Roper now. So Roper, Siglock, Weiser, Kessinger, and Byatts for the Cavies as Roper attacks off the window. It's good for Briley Roper. That puts Carthenville back in front, 16-15. Toppers have Andre, Matouche, McCamick, Smale, and Tekin on the floor. As I say that, Vogel to the table. He'll check in at the next whistle. And that next whistle is coming right now as Andre's pass was tipped. Neither official saw it, and it will stay with Hillsboro. It was right in front of David Suits. He might have seen it differently. Chase Tekin over to take the inbound, right in front of David Suits in the Carthenville bench. Tekin gets it out to Dylan Smale at the volleyball spike line. 7-10 for the first half of play. Smale works opposite the screen. Nice slip pass, Matouche, and he missed it. Tip back, missed it, and the rebound down to Ethan Siglock. Beautiful play from Smale, but Gavin couldn't complete it. On the baseline, Tobias Nopin went to Kessinger on the block. He'll underhand shovel Tobias. Michael, an acrobatic shot, gets it to go. He has 8. He just kind of hung in the air, cocked the ball behind his right shoulder to avoid the block, and got it to go. Bad entry pass from Smale, gets bailed out with the foul call. 3rd foul on Carthenville. And they're going to get Weiser. He's going Kobe Bryant mode right there and takes a big chunk of his jersey and puts it right into his mouth. Weiser will check out. Ethan Trim back in. A three-point Carletonville lead, 6:44 for the first half. On the baseline, Tekin gets it into Smail, blocked and fouled from behind by Bradley Roper. Roper's first, team's fifth. And that will send Dylan Smail to the free throw line. Smail, the 5'8 sophomore, the free throw rattles out, no good. 5 points so far for Dylan. He'll get a second free throw with his toppers down three. Got the second toss. 6 points for Smail. A two-point lead for Carletonville. They come quickly into the front court. Roper to Byatts. Down in the block to Trim. Knocked away. Ethan gets it back and with a soft touch puts it off the window and down. 6 points for Ethan Trim. Here comes Drake Vogel. Across the head of the key with Dylan Smail. Looking for Matouche in the right block. Deflected away. Now Matouche drives baseline off the window. It's good for Gavin Matouche. Four for Gavin. Two-point lead for Carletonville. 6:10 first half. Here's Ethan Siglock on the right wing. Siglock between the circles to Kessinger on the left wing now with Roper. Bradley Roper leaves it for Byatts. Michael Byatts at the left double. Gives to Roper. Bradley rises around and down from 17 for Bradley Roper. He's got four. Boy, athletically, you're not going to find many better than Roper and Byatts on the same team. Here's Tekin. Dribble drive baseline off the window. Missed it. Rebound down to Kessinger. Almost ripped away by Matouche. Good strong board there by Kessinger. He gets it off to Bradley Roper. Trim now comes and sets a screen on Smail. Freeze Roper all the way to the rim. It's good with the finger roll. Six for Roper. All set up by the screen from Trim. And Vanzo needs a timeout. 5:31 for the first half. Carletonville on a run. The Cavs lead Hillsboro 24-18. We'll come back to Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. At the half in Champaign, Illinois leading Maryland 42-40, live right now on 105.3 The Ox. Following the topper timeout, Tekin gets it off to Matouche high post. Gavin attacks, no, gets it back and puts it home. Gavin Matouche with six on the great second effort there. 24-20 Carletonville. We near the five-minute mark of the first half. Aiden Nagel back on the floor. He has it stripped on the way to the 10. Picked up off the floor by Smail. Ahead to Tekin. He'll rise from 10. Yes, for Jace Tekin. Four for Jace, and the lead is down to two for Carletonville. A game of runs. 4:45 first half. Kessinger at the right elbow. Bounce pass to Roper on the right wing. Down to Trim, right block. Ethan, nice power bounce. He powered it right over the rim. Picked up there by Gavin Matouche. Numbers at the toppers, hurry. Nice, no look, slip pass. Tekin off the window, it's good. Jace Tekin with six. Toppers ran the fast break to perfection right there. We are tied at 24. 4 minutes, 20 seconds for the first half. Matouche looked left, bounce pass right. Lob down to Trim. Nice catch under the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound back tap to Kessinger. His layup won't go. Tapped right back to Jack off the window. It's good. Boy, there's been quite a bit of that on both sides here tonight. Ball just tapping around at the rim. And then eventually picked up and put home. Tekin on the attack. He stripped and fouled. Free throws for Jace Tekin. Comes at the 4:02 mark of the first half. Carletonville leading 26-24. Call that foul on the floor. They'll get Ethan Trim with his second. Going to get a conversation here to see if the foul was on the floor or in the act of shooting. Let's see. And they're going to say, I think I saw the signal for two shots. Yes. So now Jace Tekin will get two shots. I thought he was shooting. That's what you love to see with the officials, when they get together, talk it over. And when that happens, 99 out of 100 times, they get it right. Free throw for Teak, good. Seven for Tekin, the lead for Carletonville down to one. Second free throw, good, and we are tied at 26. Tekin has eight for the half. Here's Nagel, bounce pass to Byatts in the right corner. down to Trim, spins middle, powers it up, and draws the foul. Carnival doing a good job of finding Trim when he gets that deep post position. Got good feet and soft hands. Fifth team foul, second personal on Gavin Matouche. Free throw for Trim is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. Seven for Ethan. Puts Carthenville back in front, 27-26. Brock Beliver up off the topper bench. He'll check in, replacing Matouche. Brock's a 6'3 senior. Second toss for Trim is good. Ethan gets the pair. He has 8.5. 2-point Cavvy lead. Dylan Smale. The end of the front court finds Teakin top of the key back to Dylan. Smale now back to Teakin. Teakin at the left elbow down to Beliver on the block. Back to Teakin. Jace attacks. Lost his balance. Got it to Beliver. No, good challenge in there by Briley Roper. Off to Noggle. Here comes Aiden Noggle at the right elbow. Gets to the right block. Little hesitation with the pump fake. No. Rebound picked up by the Toppers. Off of Beliver. Beliver controlled by Smale. Here's Dylan. Andre on the right wing. Gets all the way to the rim. Rejected by Briley Roper. Sensational from Roper. Here comes Briley. Down the left side. Bounce pass. Kessinger blocked out of there by Drake Vogel. And Vogel had a little scream to let you know what he thought of that. 3-11 for the first half. For quarter number two, 28-26, Carthenville with the lead, and it goes to Kessinger, left wing with Noggle. Down on the right block with Trim. Ethan spins middle, floats it up and in. Nice move, Ethan Trim. He took his time on the catch. He has 10 points for the half. A 4-point lead for Carthenville inside of 3 minutes for quarter number two. Teakin on the right wing. Back to Andre. Nick Andre. Top of the key with Beliver. Brock Beliver. Right wing with Teakin. Jace Teakin back to Brock. Left wing with Smale. Dylan Smale finds Beliver left block, and he is fouled on the way up. Seventh team foul on Carthenville. And they're going to get Kessinger. That is his first. Team's seventh with 2:37 to play in the half. Brock Beliver at the free throw line. The Toppers trailing by 4. Free throw is good. Beliver's first point. Toppers are 4 of 5 from the foul line here in the quarter. Trim out, Weiser back for the Cavvies. More basketball tomorrow. Hillsboro will be at Nokomis live at 7:30. Here on FM 106 as Beliver gets both free throws. Carthenville up by 2 with the ball. Roper in the left corner. Drives the baseline. Cut off by Vogel and an offensive foul on Briley Roper. A good job by Vogel to move his feet, stay in front. And Roper called for the offensive. Fourth Cavvy turnover. Eighth team foul. You don't shoot free throws on the offensive foul. It's the second personal on Roper. Siglock, he got to the table. Topper fans thought it was late. Carlinville said he's right on time. So Siglock will come in replacing Roper. McCamick will come in replacing Schmale. 2:29 for the first half. 30-28 Cavvies. This game has had a nice tempo and pace from the opening tip. On the right wing with Andre. Nick Andre. Left-hand dribble, top of the key. Finds Beliver on the curl. A lot of contact in there as Byatt came over to cut off Beliver, and Beliver never saw him, and they collided hard. Shoulder to shoulder. That was like a football collision. They will get the foul on Byatt, his second. Free throws again for Brock Beliver. Byatt will sit. Parker Fikes checks in, 5'11 senior, for the Cavaliers. Free throw for Brock is good. So off the bench and 3 for 3 from the foul line for Beliver. He'll get another free throw. Chance to tie the game at 30. Second free throw for Beliver, headed home. He got it again. 4 for 4 from the free throw line is Beliver. We are tied at 30. 2-10 first half. Carthenville will walk the ball into the front court. In the right corner to Fikes. On the block now with Weiser. Spinning, fading, and hitting. Carson Weiser, real nice move. His first bucket. Cavies back in front, 32-30. Vogel needs it for Andre in the right corner. Nick Andre attacks off the window. No. Rebound tapped around first by Belliver, then corralled by Kessinger and the Cavies. 105 seconds, first half. A two-point Carthenville lead. They have the basketball. Aiden Noggle being checked by Tekin in the topper man-to-man. Aiden comes top of the key now, keeps the bounce alive, backs out towards midcourt. Teek right on him. Noggle, backdoor with Kessinger, attacks, yes, for Jack Kessinger. Nifty there, six for Jack, 34-30 Carthenville. Here comes Vogel. Handoff to Andre on the left wing. Nick Andre spins, tough shot, and he got it to go. Wow. Fading to his right, hit all sorts of rim and went down for Nick Andre. His second field goal. That had a high degree of difficulty. 34-32, Carthenville leads as we approach the final minute first half. Noggle on the left wing. Wants the baseline. Tekin cuts him off there. Pass out to Siglock at the volleyball spike line. Siglock on the attack now pulls it back. Top of the key with Weiser. Back to Siglock. 45 seconds for the first half. Here's Weiser. On the block to Kessinger. Back to Weiser. Noggle has it now right side of the key. 35 seconds for the first half. Aiden Noggle turns the corner, attacks the rim, left-hand layup, no. Rebound hits the floor, picked up by Weiser, stripped out by McCamick, no. Off of Weiser, out of bounds. It'll be Hillsboro ball. 29.7 for the first half. Gavin Matouche at the table. He will check in, replacing McCamick. So a two for the tie, a three for the lead if you're the toppers. Belliver will check out. Dylan Smale back on the floor. In it goes to Vogel. He checks the topper bench to see what they want to do. Clock running, 23 seconds, first half. Into the hands of Jace Tekin. Tekin way out on the left wing. Puts it on the deck now. Off to Smale. 15 seconds for the half. Dylan Smale gets a screen from Matouche off to Tekin with 10. Just inside the spike line with 8. Foul line lost his footing. Smale kicked out of there with 5.7 for the first half. Toppers looked a little disjointed right there. They will throw in from the deep corner on the right side. A topper at each corner of the lane. Vogel will come to the basketball, but they will go top of the key to Andre. Left wing with Tekin with 4. Jace, baseline at the horn, around and out. No good. Offensive rebound Vogel, but he does not get it off in time. After two, it is Carthenville, 34. Hillsboro, 32. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Set for the third quarter, Cavaliers a two-point lead and the ball. They will have Jack Kessinger, Aiden Noggle, Briley Roper, Ethan Trim, and Michael Byatts on the floor. The toppers counter with Dylan Smale, Drake Vogel, Jace Tekin, Nick Andre, and Gavin Matouche. And here's an early foul on Vogel. He was overplaying, went for the steal, and got up on the back that time of Kessinger. So first foul of the half on Hillsboro, first personal foul on Drake Vogel, and Carthenville will have it sideline trigger in front of the stage. In the backcourt it goes to Aiden Noggle. Noggle handling on the right side of the floor, now brings it back between the circles, being guarded by Smale. Noggle keeps the dribble alive, Smale is all over him. Top of the key with Kessinger. Middle of the lane to Trim, a good catch by Ethan, spins back to his left, missed it too strong. Matouche had it. Lost it. Picked up by Roper. Off the window. He missed it. And the rebound down to Smale. Dylan pushing. Three-on-one fast break. Lost the handle and is picked up by Michael Byatts. Here comes Byatts the other way. A layup is good. Coast to coast for Michael Byatts. He has 10. Four-point lead for Carthenville. Here's Vogel. On the right wing with Jace Tekin. Leaves it for Smale. Left wing triple. Yes for Dylan Smale. His second three ball of the ball game. He has 9 points. Gets Hillsboro within a point, 36-35, 6:55 for the third quarter. Here's Noggle on the left wing, leaves it for Roper. Left side of the key with Kessinger. Lob pass down to Trim. Off the window, he missed it. Rebound tapped around, and we have a foul on Carthenville. I believe they'll get Trim. They will. That'll be Ethan's third. Beautiful lob pass as the Toppers were fronting the post that time, but Trim just couldn't put it home, and then a bit of a frustration foul winds up being his third. So Trim out, and Carson Weiser back in, the 5'11 sophomore. Drake Vogel across the timeline for Hillsboro on the right wing, in the corner it goes to Smale. On the block to Matouche. Gavin rises, heart of the lane, too strong, and the rebound belongs to Carthen Villan Noggle. Aiden wants to push. No one stops ball. Coast to coast, missed the layup off of Vogel out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavies. I don't know that Andre got a piece of that shot, but he might have altered it just enough to throw Noggle offline. Baseline out of bounds. They lobbed a Roper at the free throw line. Briley, one dribble, pulls up with the right elbow, missed it. Offensive rebound, Byatts, but on the rebound, a whistle and foul. It's on Byatts, his third, team's second. So Byatts will have to sit. Ethan Siglock will check in. 36-35, Carthenville with the lead. So Byatts and Trim both on the bench with three fouls. Down to Tekin, just outside the left block. Stripped on the way up by Noggle. Real good hands by Aiden Noggle. Ahead to Roper, rejected by Andre. Off the backboard, goes right to Weiser, lays it up and in. Right place, right time for Carson Weiser. 3-point Cavvy lead. Here's Vogel, rises from 18 and knocks it down. Drake Vogel with 6 points. 38-37 Carthenville. 5:45 for the third quarter of play. Here's Siglock on the left wing. Down it goes to Kessinger, left block, spins baseline against Vogel, off the window, it's good for Jack Kessinger. He has 8. That was a tough move for Kessinger that time. A 3-point lead again for the Cavaliers. Tekin bouncing out near midcourt. Jace Tekin with the left-hand bounce. Left wing now with Smale. Dylan Smale being guarded by Siglock. Gets a screen from Andre and a foul out front. It'll go on Siglock. His second, team's third. So we haven't played 3 minutes in the second half yet. Carlinville already whistled for three fouls. Baseline out of bounds for Vogel and the Toppers. Drake gets it in to Matouche, off to Jace Tekin. Here's Vogel on the left wing. Looking for Matouche, has him on the left block. He draws a triple team. Gavin pivots around, attacks, stripped, gets it back off the window. It's good for Gavin Matouche. He is so strong down there. Is the sophomore. On the right block, Kessinger. He spins middle on Vogel. Good defense by Drake to go straight up. Kessinger shot no good. Rebound down to Vogel. Here come the Toppers. Down by a point. Into the hands of Tekin. Jace Tekin at the foul line. Back to Andre. In the corner with Smale. Dylan Smale puts it on the deck. Gets to the rim. The layup is no good. The tip by Matouche is no good, and he's fouled. He got blocked out when he was in the air, so his legs were taken out from under him. He kept his feet, but that's going to be the foul. It'll go on Weiser, his second. That's a good call. It's not a dirty play by any stretch, but it can be a dangerous play. You can't have one without the other. Here's Smale for a three, and the lead, yes, for Dylan Smale. A dozen now for Dylan. The Toppers back in front, 42-40. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Cavaliers in a little bit of foul trouble. Two starters on the bench, Byatts and Trim, with three fouls each. Here's Roper on the right wing. Back it goes to Weiser. They swing it left wing now with Siglock. His entry pass is tipped, picked up by Weiser. Off to Kessinger, back to Weiser. Left wing now with Siglock. In the post to Kessinger. He pivots around, leaves it back for Siglock. Left side of the key to Roper. Briley attacks, creates some space, left the shot short, and the rebound down to Matouche. Gavin wants to push. Right down the heart of the floor, Matouche. Tough pass turned over. He was looking for Andre. Across the lane, ill-advised. Here come the Cavaliers. A little more than halfway through the third quarter. Carthenville led by two at the half. Toppers now lead by two as Noggle attacks, finishes through contact. Aiden Noggle. He has 4. That was a grown man finish right there. Vogel, a wild left-hand runner. Got it to go, Drake Vogel. With 8. He was about 4 feet outside the painted area. A left-handed, which is his offhand, runner off the glass, and it goes down. Matouche is going to check out, and Dylan McCamick will return for Hillsboro. Parker Fikes also back on the floor for the Cavaliers. Baseline out of bounds. Here's Siglock. Makes the catch, gets all the way to the rim. No one stops ball. Finger roll is good for Siglock. His first bucket. That was just poor defense that time from Hillsboro. Here's Andre in the right corner. Right side of the key with Smail. Back to Andre. 3:05 for the third. Tied at 44. Deacon way out on the left wing. We'll get a ball screen from Andre. Works the other way. Nice dump pass to McCamick right through Dylan's legs, and it's turned over. Picked up off the floor by Siglock. Into the hands of Aiden Noggle. Noggle across the timeline on the right wing. 2:40, third quarter. Noggle out near midcourt. Keeps the bounce alive with the left hand. Now leaves it off for Carson Weiser. Into the hands of Siglock. Dumps it down to Kessinger. Backdoor cut. Weiser off the window. It's good. Beautiful offense. 6 for Carson Weiser. 46-44 Carthenville. Here's Andre. On the dribble, right wing. Crosses over on Kessinger. Gets to the rim. Too strong. Defensive rebound to Carson Weiser. Took it away from Andre. Into the hands of Siglock. Right down the middle of the floor. No one stops him again. Dribble drive. Missed it. And the rebound down to Andre. Gets tangled up with Fikes underneath. And we've got a foul on Carthenville. He will get Fikes, his first, team's fifth. Brock Belliver returns for Hillsboro, as does Gavin Matouche, McCamick, and Tekin out. A two-point Carthenville lead, 2:06 third quarter. Toppers with the basketball. Vogel into the front court. Bounce pass top of the key with Smail. Dylan Smail finds Vogel. The pass was thrown behind him. Turned over. 8th Topper turnover. It's a bad pass by Smail. Here's Fikes for Carthenville. Feeds the block down to Kessinger, and he traveled. His initial pass was cut off, and he could not hold that pivot foot. 106 seconds for the third quarter. 46-44. Carthenville leads. Hillsboro has the ball. Hillsboro will be at Nokomis tomorrow night. We'll have it live for you 7:30. On FM 106, online at WUSMIRadio.com. We'll see Carter Sobel, the only boy in the history of Montgomery County to go over the 2,000-point mark, as Belliver gets tangled up with Siglock, and they're going to get Belliver on the foul. They got their arms locked, and they'll whistle Belliver for the personal foul. Or just called the ball out of bounds, maybe. I think that's what's the call. No foul. The ball went out of bounds. Carthenville has possession. Here's Weiser top of the key. Carson Weiser on the attack, and he's going to be called for the double dribble. 80 seconds, third quarter. Still a two-point Carthenville lead, 46-44. Here comes Vogel across the timeline. Left wing with Matouche. Gavin Matouche. Off to Vogel, into the hands of Andre at the foul line. Oh, nice spin move, counted, and the foul for Nick Andre. A wonderful spin move, and then he was falling sideways as he was releasing that ball. That was as good as it gets for Nick Andre. Gets up holding his right shoulder a little bit. We've seen some very difficult shots here tonight. Free throw good for Andre. The type of shots where if you're playing horse, you're getting letters. 47-46. Toppers back in front. Final minute, third quarter. Down to Kessinger on the baseline. Spins on Matouche. Reverse layup and a foul on Gavin. That's 3 on Matouche, and it will send Jack Kessinger to the free throw line, the 6-foot senior. 57.7 seconds for the third. Kessinger 8 points tonight. Misses the first toss, left it short. 47-46, Hillsboro with the lead. Kessinger has one more free throw for the tie. Missed it, too strong. Rebound, though, Weiser had it, lost it. Smail able to save it off of Kessinger. It'll be Hillsboro ball. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt now. Carthenville falls back into their half-court man-to-man. Tekin across the timeline. Being checked there by Bradley Roper. Right wing with Andre. 45 seconds for the third. Here's Smail. Right wing. Belliver for 3. Just grazed the front iron. Rebound down to Siglock. Briley Roper. Lead pass down to Kessinger, left block. He's blocked and fouled. Bellever and Matouche both there. Who are they getting? It'll be Matouche. And that's going to be the fourth on Gavin. 33.9 seconds for the third quarter. At the free throw line, Jack Kessinger, he just missed a pair, and he's missed his third in a row. McCamick in, Matouche out. So Gavin picked up two quick fouls in the final moments here of the third quarter. He's going to have to sit for a little while. Hillsborough, a one-point lead. Another free throw for Kessinger. That one is no good. Rebound down to Andre. Lead pass Smale. No one got back, and he's fouled by Siglock at the last moment. Ethan got over there, but Smale appeared to have a runout. Good hustle by Siglock to get back, but initially nobody was back for Carthageville. Foul on Siglock will be his second. Free throw for Smale is no good. All of a sudden, free throws hard to come by here. Second free throw for Dylan. He got that one. 13 points for Dylan Smale. Two-point lead for Hillsboro. 48-46, 23 seconds, third quarter. Carthageville ball. Briley Roper into the front court, and David Suits wants a timeout. 20 seconds for the third. Hillsboro 48, Carthageville 46. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WUSMI. So Carthageville will have a chance for the final shot here in the third quarter. We'll see what David Suits gets drawn up for the Cavaliers. They trail by two, 48-46, 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. It'll be Cavi ball, front court, as Kessinger will throw in. In it goes to Briley Roper, 18 seconds for the third. Off to Kessinger, left wing now with Siglock. Between the circles with Roper, 10 seconds for the quarter. On the right wing with Byatt, 8 seconds for the quarter. Lost in the backcourt, picked up by Smale. Cavies turn it over. Dylan ahead to Bellever. Did he travel? He did. With 3.4 seconds for the third quarter, Carthageville gets lucky right there as Hillsborough had a fast break. Now the Cavies must go the length of the floor. Into Siglock, midcourt, lets it fly, had time, and that's no good. After three, it is Hillsborough, 48. Carthageville, 46. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WUSMI. Money quarter time, a two-point Hillsborough lead, 48-46. Toppers led by one after one. Carthageville led by two after two. And the Toppers a two-point lead through three quarters. And they will get the basketball to start the fourth. Tekin Vogel, backdoor Tekin to Vogel, left hand, yes, and a foul. From the right side, Vogel finishes with the left hand. He has 10 off the beautiful backdoor action. Tekin to Vogel. Also on the floor for the Toppers, Andre, Bellever, and Malloy. For Carthageville, it is Nago replacing Siglock, who just picked up his fourth personal foul. You also have Bias and Trim back on the floor with three, with Roper and Kessinger. Three-point play, no. For Vogel, free throw rimmed out, but we have a violation on Hillsborough. So even had he made it, it wouldn't have counted. 50-46, Hillsborough leading. Been a good ball game here tonight on both sides. Noggle into the front court, leaves it off for Kessinger. Left wing now with Briley Roper. Feeds the left block to Trim. Ethan Trim muscles his way down, missed it, gets it back, missed it again. Picked up by Roper, his follow goes down and a foul. Briley Roper with eight after Ethan Trim was working hard, couldn't get the finish, but his ability to keep the ball alive eventually worked it to Roper, and now he has a chance for the old-fashioned three. Roper's toss is good. Briley Roper now has 9 points. Gets Carthageville within 1 point, 50-49. Here's Vogel into the right corner on the right wing with Andre. They swing it to the Toppers in the left corner with Tekin. Jace Tekin to the left elbow cut off. Leaves it for Andre at the foul line. Spinning, tough shot, off the heel, no, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Chance for Carthageville to retake the lead. Here's Michael Byatt to the right elbow. Leaves it back for Trim. Ethan into the hands of Roper. 7 minutes for the ball game. Briley Roper on the right wing to the free throw line. Slip pass, Trim off the window. It's good for Ethan Trim. He has a dozen. And Carthenville back in front, 51-50. Here's Vogel. Rises at the foul line. The answer isn't there. And the rebound belongs to Roper. Here comes Briley. Lead pass for Trim. Layup is good. 14 for Trim. He beat every topper down the floor. And Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 6:38 to play. Carthenville 53. Hillsboro 50. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. Hillsboro came into the night 8-16 on the year. Carthenville 9-14 entering the game tonight. The Cavies 0-4 in league play. Hillsboro 1-3. But both these teams started rough. Carthenville started 1-7. Hillsboro started 0-7. So to get where they are right now, they've been playing some good ball after those slow starts. This has been a back and forth ball game here tonight. Hillsboro took a two-point lead into the fourth, and now Carthenville has answered back. They have a three-point lead with 6.5 minutes to play. Vogel dumps it off top of the key to Smale. Left wing with Tekin. Jace rises up, left it short, and the rebound down to the Cavies. Into the hands of Noggle. Back to Kessinger. Right wing with Roper down to Trim. Toppers have not really had an answer for Ethan tonight. Spins baseline, tough shot, missed it. Rebound down to Vogel. Drake pushes into the front court. Back to Smale. Dylan Smale. Dribble handoff to Vogel. He'll leave it for Andre. Nick Andre. He might have got away with the double dribble right there. Into the hands of Smale off to Tekin. Back to Andre inside of 6 minutes for the ball game. Nick Andre crossed over, lost the handle, and then as he dove to try to get the ball back, he took the legs right out from underneath Aiden Noggle. That'll be a foul on Andre. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. First personal on Nick Andre. Carthenville ball. They have a three-point lead with 5:52 to play. Four games remain tonight for Carthenville, as they will be home to Vandalia, at Litchfield, at Roxana, and then home to Southwestern to close out the year. A turnover by the Cavies. Vogel, a wild layup, but he's fouled on the way up. They will get Noggle on the personal. Stops the clock, 5:40 to play, and it'll send Drake Vogel to the free throw line. Hillsboro has 6 games remaining after tonight. We'll have a back on the radio tomorrow night in Nokomis, live at 7:30. Free throw for Vogel is good. 11 for Drake Vogel. Gets the toppers within two. Second free throw for the 5'11 sophomore. Good. A dozen now for Vogel. 53-52 Carthenville. They lead with the ball. Clock running, 5:35 ball game. On the left wing, Roper. Down to Trim. His pass to Kessinger was tipped, but it went to Jack. And then his follow's no good. It's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. They'll stay with the Cavies. Ethan Trim's had a big ball game. He has 14 points for Carthenville, but he's been controlling the inside. In it goes to Byatt's left corner. Michael Byatt's 10 points tonight, but by his standards this year, it's been a relatively quiet night for Michael Byatt's. Into the hands of Noggle, his shot's off the mark. Tekin lost the handle in the lead pass, and then he picked it back up, and that'll be a travel. That's a tough break for the Toppers. They had an absolute run out for the lead, and Tekin just lost the handle as he went to make the pass. That's frustrating if you're JC and the Toppers. Here's Byatts in the left corner. Michael Byatts off to Kessinger, left wing. Cavies swing it, right wing now with Roper. Down in the block to Kessinger. Back to Trim. Here's Noggle, open for three. Missed it, left it short, and the rebound down to Vogel. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Into the hands of Nick Andre. Back to Vogel. Drake Vogel thought about the step back three, instead leads it for Tekin. Jace will rise from the foul line, off the heel too strong, and Trim down with the rebound for Carthenville. A one-point Cavie lead, 53-52. Clock running, 4:35 ball game. Noggle out front leaves it for Kessinger between the circles. Jack back to Aiden. Into the hands of Roper, down on the block to Trim. Ethan makes his move, works middle. He's blocked and fouled. They'll get Bolivar. That will be the sixth team foul on Hillsborough. It'll send Ethan Trim to the free throw line, where he is 2 out of 4 for the game. 14 points total. The 6'2 junior toss is good. That thing didn't even touch a piece of iron. Pure swish. Tekin out, Gavin Matush back in. Gavin playing with 4 personal fouls. Second free throw for Trim is good. Gets the pair, 16 for Ethan Trim. 55-52 Carthenville. 4:20 to play ball game. Here's Vogel across the timeline for Hillsborough. Bounce pass to Matush on the left wing. Top of the key with Bellever. Into the hands of Vogel. Down on the block, Matush. Gavin will turn and face. Draws a double. Backdoor Vogel. Another left-hand finish. No. Long rebound right to Vogel. He'll put it up. Soft roll and down for Drake Vogel. Used the right hand that time. He has 14. That thing almost hung on the rim. Lazy pass stolen by Vogel. And then he is blocked and fouled. Toppert showed man-to-man full court pressure there and a long, lazy bounce pass off the inbound. And Vogel was able to sprint to it and come up with the steal. Now he's at the free throw line with the toppers down, just one. A foul on Noggle, his second, team's 10th. So 2 free throws the rest of the way on every Carthenville foul. Vogel's free throw is short. Stays a 1-point Carthenville lead, 3:53 for the ball game. This for the tie. Vogel got it. 15 points for Drake Vogel, tied at 55. Carthenville ball, 3:45 for the ball game. Noggle taking his time into the front court. Trim was waiting there at midcourt to set a screen if needed. Here's Kessinger. Dangerous pass. Smale got a finger on it, but it went right to Aiden Noggle. Here's Roper. Rises from 15 around and out. No good, Bradley Roper. Rebound down to Andre. Here comes Nick. Head up the floor. He's looking to attack. Crosses over. Gets to the rim and draws the foul. Boy, Andre, he gets that look in his eye when he has the ball in his hands in the open floor. And you better stop him out around midcourt, because if you let him get much deeper than that, he's going to the rim. The foul on Kessinger is his second. 2 free throws for Nick Andre. But first, a timeout by David Suits in Carthenville. 3:24 to play in the contest. We are tied at 55. The Cavies and the Toppers back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Nick Andre at the free throw line calmly knocks down the first toss, puts Hillsborough back in front, 56-55. Second free throw for Andre. Left it short, but got the roll. 9 for Andre, a 2-point topper lead. 3:20 ball game. Here comes Noggle across the timeline. Aiden Noggle bouncing out near midcourt, being guarded by Smale. To the right wing goes Noggle, keeps the bounce alive. On the baseline now with Byatts. Michael Byatts lost his footing off the window. It's down for Byatts. He has a dozen. Here comes Vogel. Foul line rises. Yes, Drake Vogel puts Hillsborough right back in front with his 17th point of the night, 59-57. 2:45 for the game. Might have to start saying 2:40 for regulation. That's what this game has a feel of right now. Noggle on the left wing. A 2-point topper lead on the baseline with Kessinger. Back to Roper. Rises 18-footer. Air ball. And the rebound down to Jace Tekin. Jace coming into the front court. Vogel open. 4-3. Yes. Drake Vogel has 20. That's a big shot right there. 62-57 Toppers. 2:10 ball game. Vogel was left wide open, and he made Carthenville pay. Deflected out by Smale. It'll be Cavi ball. Ethan Siglock returning, replacing Aiden Noggle. 2:09 left in the game. Carthenville ball. They trail by 5 all of a sudden. Kessinger in the backcourt to Bradley Roper. Cavies just need a good possession here that ends in a bucket. Roper, left wing with Byatts. Working on Tekin. Drives baseline. Lost the handle. Turned over. Picked up by Andre. Nick, right down the heart of the floor. Wild layup. No good. Looking for contact. Wasn't there. Vogel and Kessinger get tied up right there. And we're going to get And nothing too extracurricular going on right there. It was, their arms got locked up. They both wound up on the ground. Kessinger got up a little agitated. I don't blame him. And Vogel had a look on his face like, what are you mad at me for? I didn't do anything on purpose. And he did. That's just competition right there. 105 seconds for the ball game. Down to Trim, rejected and fouled by Bellever. Clock will stop, a minute 43 to play. And Ethan Trim will be at the free throw line for absolutely critical free throws for Carlinville. Trim has made his last four foul shots after he missed his first two. 16 points on the night for the 6'2 junior. The toss is good. 17 for Trim. This to make it a one-possession game at 62-59. Matouche back on, Bellever out. Have to go offense for defense with Matouche with those four personal fouls, even though the Toppers are winning, trying to make sure Gavin doesn't foul out of this ball game. Second free throw for Trim. Got it. 18 for Trim. He's 6 of 8 from the foul line. He will check out. Carson Weiser in, and Joe Vanzo wants to talk it over. 103 seconds ball game. Hillsboro 62, Carlinville 59. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Dueling student sections getting after each other here in the timeout with a minute 35 left. That's good stuff. Here's Vogel. Off it goes to Andre on the block to Matouche. Gavin spins middle, pivots around, finds Vogel. Left-hand layup good with the reverse. Vogel has 22. 64-59 Toppers. That was a big bucket with 80 seconds to play. Here's Roper to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves it now for Siglock. Off to Weiser. Byatts will come and get the basketball. Michael, dribble drive baseline. Tough angle, and he threw it away. He went to shoot it, had no shot, tried to pass it, and it was turned over. Here come the Toppers. Smail off to Vogel, into the hands of Tekin. Back to Drake. Final minute ball game, 64-59 Hillsboro. Been a good game from the opening tap. And that's a double dribble on Jace Tekin out front. Just a simple dribble handoff right there, and I don't think Jace caught it cleanly. Bounced it there, and then he took an actual dribble after he had picked it up. 52.8 seconds for the ball game. 64-59 Hillsboro with the lead. You got the Hillsboro students chanting, check the scoreboard. The Carlinville students respond with, we can't hear you. All in good fun. 48 seconds for the ball game. Here's Byatts. Off it goes to Kessinger. Top of the key with Roper. Left wing Noggle. On the baseline, Byatts. Tough catch in traffic. Pivots around. 38 seconds to play. Noggle. Back to Byatts. Ran off the three-point line. Attack. Stripped. And what do we have? A foul on Hillsboro. It'll send Byatts to the free throw line with 32.4 seconds left. The foul is the eighth of the half on the Toppers, the third personal on Brock Bellever. It is one in bonus. Vogel back in, Bellever out for the Toppers. Hillsboro at Nokomis tomorrow night live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Of course, Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:02. We'll be talking girls regional basketball. Darren Deneve, Colin Dothager, Brett Tekin will join us tomorrow on the program. The free throw from Byatts, no. Offensive rebound, Trim, put back, no. And the rebound eventually down to Matouche. Then Matouche lost it, and we've got bodies all over the deck. Matouche is going to foul out. He dove after that ball, took the legs from Roper right out from underneath him. With 23.1 seconds to play, Gavin Matouche will foul out. The Toppers nursing a five-point lead. At the free throw line, Briley Roper. That'll get Brock Bellever right back in the ballgame. 64-59. Carson Weiser at the table. He will replace Ethan Trim. Trim's had a nice ball game tonight for the Cavaliers. Got 18 points. Two big free throws for Carlinville. Got to make the first. And Roper does that. Makes the front end, 10 for Briley Roper, a four-point lead for Hillsboro, this to make it a one-possession game. with 23.1 seconds to play. Toss good. 11 for Roper, and David Suits wants a timeout. 23 seconds left, 64-61, Hillsborough leading Carletonville. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. A three-point Hillsborough lead. Toppers have the basketball in the backcourt, facing full court pressure. Into Andre, turned over. No, it picked up by Teakin, the inbounder. Oh, Hillsborough fortunate there. Andre came to meet the basketball. He lost his footing. He touched the ball inbounds. Teakin stepped inbounds. He did reestablish himself in play, picked up the ball, and then he was fouled. David Suits doesn't like it, but Teakin, the ball had been touched by a topper on the floor, and then Teakin reestablished himself in play. That is not a violation. Hillsborough real fortunate, though, that they still have the basketball. 19.9 seconds left. Ethan Trim at the table. He'll check in after the free throw. Two tosses for Jace Teakin. Free throw is good. That thing rolled around. Looked like it was going to kick out. Got to the edge of the front part of the rim and sucked back in. Nine for Jace Teakin. It makes it a two-possession game, 65-61, with just 19.9 seconds to play. Second toss, good. 10 for Jace, a five-point lead for Hillsborough. Clock running, 15 seconds. Noggle off to buy it, into the hands of Kessinger. Got to get a shot up with 12. Got to go, 10. Roper, Byatts with 8. Ball fakes the 3, lets it fly, air ball out of bounds. Hillsborough ball. 4 seconds left. Carletonville was in a tough spot anyway, but they took way too much time on that initial shot. Fun ball game here tonight. Teakin gets it in to Vogel, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds by Briley Roper with 2.2 to play. So we'll take the slow walk to the other end where Drake Vogel will take a couple of foul shots. Hillsborough at Nokomis tomorrow night live at 7:30. On FM 106, we'll stream it online at WSMIRadio.com. Then, of course, Girls Regionals will begin on Monday. We'll be right back here at Carletonville for a couple of quarterfinals live at 6 and 7:30, Litchfield, Pittsfield, Hillsborough, North Mac. And then off to the 1A Nokomis Regional Quarterfinal for Lincolnwood and Sandoval. That broadcast about 9 o'clock on Monday night. Vogel missed both free throws. Roper lets it fly from three quarters court, online but short. And Hillsborough gets the win for the second time this year. They beat the Carletonville Cavaliers here at the Big House on West Main. Your final score, Hillsborough 66, Carletonville 61. Back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Toppers win it tonight over Carletonville 66-61, the final. Hillsborough led by one after one, 15-14. Carletonville outscored the Toppers in the second quarter 20-17 to take a two-point halftime lead at 34-32. Hillsborough won the third quarter 16-12 and led by two after three. And then Hillsborough outscored Carletonville 18-15 in the money quarter to win it 66-61. Big night for Drake Vogel. He finishes with 22 points for the Toppers, 13 for Dylan Smale, 10 for Jace Teakin, 9 for Nick Andre, 8 for Gavin Matouche, and 4 for Brock Bellever. Hillsborough 14 of 21 from the free throw line. With the win, Hillsborough improves to 9-16 on the year. They are now 2-3 in conference play. For Carletonville, they were led tonight by Ethan Trim's 18 points, a dozen points for Michael Byatts, 11 points for Bradley Roper, 8 points for Jack Kessinger, 6 points for Carson Weiser, 4 points for Aiden Noggle, and 2 points for Ethan Siglock. With the loss, Carletonville falls to 9-15 on the year. They are 0-5 in South Central Conference play. I want to thank all the folks here at Carletonville High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible throughout the year. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. More to do tomorrow, of course, Sports Saturday, 9:02. We'll have Darren Deneve Colin Dothaker, Brett Tekin joining us on Sports Saturday as we get set for girls postseason basketball, which begins on Monday. You can find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. Your final one more time here from Carthenville. Hillsboro beats the Cavaliers 66-61. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. And you can always keep up to date with the scores on the website, WSMIRadio.com. Just click on sports and find the scoreboard. That is going to wrap it here from the Big House on West Main. 66-61, Hillsboro beats Carthenville. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Carthenville.